The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It is Sunday. This is the Lord's Day. It is a day of rest. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Sunday, June 27th, 2021, the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, this is Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. Today's readings remind us of God's desire for human wholeness as God forms us not for death, but for eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. And let's offer this day to the Lord. My Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid so that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for young people who are preparing for marriage with the support of a Christian community. May they grow in love with generosity, faithfulness, and patience. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Perhaps some of you remember in the 1970s and well into the 1980s, there was a campaign, an ad campaign on TV by AT&T and Bell Telephone. It was a long-standing campaign that was entitled, Reach Out and Touch Someone. And so they would display on these TV commercials relatives that were far away calling each other and giving each other comforting words. And I remember in one ad, a university student calls home, and he calls home and his mother's in the kitchen and everybody's kind of milling around the kitchen. And as he calls, she's happy to hear his voice, and then she asks, oh, how's school going, honey? And but he hears the dog barking, and he says, must be time for his walk. And then as they try to talk, he hears his father rummaging about the kitchen for his snack, and he says, oh, he must be there for his 8 o'clock snack. And then he hears a ball bouncing, and he knows perfectly well that, well, this must be his younger brother going for basketball practice. But his mom keeps asking him about school, but he seems to be deflecting always that answer. And he just responds with these observations about what he hears in the background around the house that he knows so well. And, well, she realizes by the tone of his voice that there must be something wrong because he's not responding really. And then as they talk, she gets a little bit more intimate with this motherly tone and says, honey, how's school going? And then he appears to open up. And then as the voices fade, you hear the typical jingle, reach out and touch someone, in a typical jingle. And he presumably tells her about his problems or his struggles that he's having at school. And it was a very effective way of showing how you could connect and keep a real bond going, over the phone. And once you hear that jingle a couple of times, it really sticks in your head. And in fact, it's been in my head for the last few days after remembering it, because I heard it a lot as a teenager. And well, today's gospel is precisely about what wonderful things can happen when you reach out and touch someone. But today, it's not just anyone. It's about reaching out and touching you, Lord Jesus. This is precisely what happened with that account of the woman with the flow of blood who reached out and touched Jesus and was instantly healed. Now we can, as we always do, we picture the scene of all these people pressing about Jesus as he was on his way to heal Jairus's daughter. And there was clearly an urgent need that he get there fast, and it was a priority for him to get there. And some people that were pressing about were there merely out of curiosity. Others were kind of acting as bodyguards. Others just, you know, I don't know, they just happened to be there, but there were a lot of people. But none of these people seemed to make it easier on our Lord. And though they were close to you, they were even touching you, Lord, none of them seemed to have been deeply affected by the fact that they were touching you. They were just like, they were actually rubbing up against the Word incarnate. In fact, it seems that they all felt somehow that they were quite healthy and in no need really of any healing. But of course, we all have our wounds. We all need some kind of healing. And we all need to become progressively aware of those wounds. And this, of course, is what the woman with the hemorrhage knew all too well. She was quite weakened by this condition of blood loss. But also, we know she was considered legally impure according to the law of Moses in the book of Leviticus. And therefore, it meant that since she was legally impure, she could not, nobody could touch her. And that was, of course, the external dimension of the law. People would stay away. And it was like social distancing for the first century. Like, you know, everybody said, stay away. No, six, I don't know how many feet, stay away. So it was embarrassing for her. She felt isolated. Maybe she was made to feel ashamed for her legal impurity. So that's why she secretly comes from behind, not to touch Jesus himself, but just the hem of his garment. Right? Because that way, he would not be considered impure. Because if she touched him, well, then he would be considered impure. But she was humble, and she did not feel worthy. Like all the miracles of Jesus, of course, all the miracles are instantaneous. They happen, bang, right away. And as she touched that hem, you can imagine she felt suddenly this surge of strength, almost an electrifying energy, that something that she hadn't felt in years. And it's very similar when we go to confession. You maybe feel impure, you feel ashamed, maybe a bit sad, but you are really reaching out to touch the hem of Jesus in his priest. And of course, here, when the woman touches his hem, literally the very edge of his garment, he feels the power come out of him. But it was not like feeling the power coming out of him. It was not like he was losing power or being drained of some kind of vital energy. That power was really the Holy Spirit intimately tied to his person and doing its cleansing work, doing that work. And that little moment had its origin in the mercy of God the Father, which rested in God the Son, and then was infused through the Holy Spirit. That's the Blessed Trinity acting right there in that little moment in which the woman with the blood flow was healed. It is that community of love poured beautifully into a humble soul of that woman. Of course, nobody there had any idea of what was going on except, well, Jesus and this woman. And she suddenly felt deeply cleansed. The shame disappeared. No more dread. No more sense of fear as such. She just had this deep alleviation that ran through her whole body. And she felt really deeply at peace. And when she approached Jesus, it is said, with fear and trembling. It's not that she had like a fear, as though she were filled with anxiety or afraid to be scolded, but rather that fear, I would suggest, is more a deep sense of something like seriously supernatural happened here. Right? That's I think what we mean when it is said that she was afraid or fear and trembling. And the supernatural aspect was not only for her physical ailment. That external remedy was only an image of the deeper purification that she had received at that moment. You know, I always like to see people line up for confession whenever you go to a parish. There's lots of people seated in the pews, and then you can see the lineup of people waiting to go. And, well, bit by bit, the line gets shorter as Mass approaches. And as you see people coming out of the confessional, they seem to be quite alleviated. They seem cheerful. They seem at peace. And just seeing that, those who observe this, well, that makes the line go longer. People go back to, other people go to the line, and you know, the only person who's really getting stressed now is the priest, who doesn't know if he'll be able to get out of there on time for Mass. Right? But, of course, lining up and receiving God's mercy is always a source of great peace. So following the example, the humble example of this woman with the blood flow, let us reach out to Jesus these days and see how we can reach out in different ways. We can reach out to Him and touch Him in prayer, quiet time of talking to Him in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in a chapel, in a church, to be close to Him. We are reaching out, opening our hearts, telling Him our troubles, our fears, our concerns, our joys. We are reaching out to Him when we do that. Of course, we reach out to Him when we go to confession with a sorrowful heart for our sins. We ask Him for mercy. Well, we are reaching out. We reach out when we make acts of faith in His real presence in the Eucharist. We are really reaching out to Him then too. Or just think of the moment when we're lined up to receive communion and the priest holds up the host and says, Body of Christ. Well, we say, Amen, with a conviction that He really wants to take hold of us and really wants to make our lives conform to Him. That's, of course, an occasion also there for us to reach out to Him so that that Amen really integrate itself into our life. Well, I invite you to think about the other ways in which you could reach out. I'm sure there are many ways you could reach out to Jesus, touch not only the hem of His garment, but touch Him with faith. And definitely, we know He will be there to heal you. I thank You, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations You've communicated to me in this meditation. I ask Your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 13 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio on the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, June 27th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin the liturgical day now, joining with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim Your praise.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the Rock who saves us. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the Rock who saves us. Let us approach Him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in His hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to Him, the dry land too, for it was formed by His hands.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are His people, the flock He shepherds.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the Rock who saves us. Alleluia.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are the fullness of life, of holiness, and of joy. Fill our days and nights with the love of your wisdom, that we may bear fruit in the beauty of holiness, like a tree watered by running streams.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Why this tumult among nations, among peoples this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke.
Here is a king of my own choosing, on Mount Zion.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them in terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask and I shall bequeath you the nations. Put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them. Shatter them like a potter's jar."
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Now, O kings, understand. Take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe and trembling. Pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you gave the peoples of the world as the inheritance of your only Son. You crowned him as King of Zion, your holy city, and gave him your church to be his bride. As he proclaims the law of your eternal kingdom, may we serve him faithfully and so share his royal power forever.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, "There is no help for him in God"?
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lift up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
I lie down to rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
Arise, Lord, save me, my God. You who strike all my foes on the mouth, you who break the teeth of the wicked, O Lord of salvation, bless your people.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you heard the cry of your Son when he was oppressed and saved him from the sleep of death. Arise, Lord, help your church. Be its shield so that it may hold up its head and radiate the glory of the resurrection.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
May the word of Christ ever fill your hearts.
Share with one another the wisdom you receive.
From the first book of Samuel. Samuel had died, and after being mourned by all Israel, was buried in his city, Ramah. Meanwhile, Saul had driven the mediums and fortune tellers out of the land. The Philistine levies advanced to Shunem and encamped. Saul, too, mustered all Israel. They camped on Gilboa. When Saul saw the camp of the Philistines, he was dismayed and lost heart completely. He therefore consulted the Lord, but the Lord gave no answer, whether in dreams or by the Urim or through prophets. Then Saul said to his servants, "Find me a woman who is a medium, to whom I can go to seek counsel through her." His servants answered him, "There is a woman in Endor who is a medium." So he disguised himself, putting on other clothes, and set out with two companions. They came to the woman by night, and Saul said to her, "Tell my fortune through a ghost. Conjure up for me the one I ask you to." But the woman answered him, "You are surely aware of what Saul has done in driving the mediums and fortune tellers out of the land. Why then are you laying snares for my life to have me killed?" But Saul swore to her by the Lord, "As the Lord lives, you shall incur no blame for this." Then the woman asked him, "Whom do you want me to conjure up?" And he answered, "Samuel." When the woman saw Samuel, she shrieked at the top of her voice and said to Saul, "Why have you deceived me? You are Saul." But the king said to her, "Have no fear. What do you see?" The woman answered Saul, "I see a preternatural being rising from the earth." "What does he look like?" asked Saul. And she replied, "It is an old man who is rising, clothed in a mantle." Saul knew that it was Samuel, and so he bowed face to the ground in homage. Samuel then said to Saul, "Why do you disturb me by conjuring me up?" Saul replied, "I'm in great straits, for the Philistines are waging war against me, and God has abandoned me. Since he no longer answers me through the prophets or in dreams, I have called you to tell me what I should do." To this Samuel said, "But why do you ask me if the Lord has abandoned you and is with your neighbor? The Lord has done to you what he foretold through me. He has torn the kingdom from your grasp and has given it to your neighbor David. Because you disobeyed the Lord's directive and would not carry out his fierce anger against Amalek, the Lord has done this to you today. Moreover, the Lord will deliver Israel and you as well into the clutches of the Philistines. By tomorrow, you and your sons will be with me, and the Lord will have delivered the army of Israel into the hands of the Philistines. Immediately, Saul fell full length on the ground, for he was badly shaken by Samuel's message. Moreover, he had no bodily strength left, since he had eaten nothing all that day and night. Then the woman came to Saul, and seeing he was quite terror-stricken, said to him, "Remember your maidservant obeyed you. I took my life in my hands and fulfilled the request you made of me. Now, in turn, please listen to your maidservant. Let me set something before you to eat, so that you may have strength when you go on your way." But he refused, saying, "I will not eat." However, when his servants joined the woman in urging him, he listened to their entreaties, got up from the ground, and sat on a couch. The woman had a stall-fed calf in her house, which she now quickly slaughtered. On taking flour, she kneaded it and baked unleavened bread. She set the meal before Saul and his servants, and they ate. Then they stood up and left the same night. The word of the Lord. Saul died because he was unfaithful to the Lord's command.
God transferred his kingdom to David.
Saul had not trusted in the Lord, but had turned to a medium for guidance.
God transferred his kingdom to David.
A reading from a homily by Pope Paul VI. Not to preach the gospel would be my undoing. For Christ himself sent me as his apostle and witness. The more remote, the more difficult the assignment, the more my love of God spurs me on. I am bound to proclaim that Jesus is Christ, the Son of the living God. Because of him, we come to know the God we cannot see. He is the firstborn of all creation. In him all things find their being. Man's teacher and redeemer, he was born for us, died for us, and for us he rose from the dead. All things, all history converges in Christ. A man of sorrow and hope, he knows us and loves us. As our friend, he stays by us throughout our lives. At the end of time, he will come to be our judge. But we also know that he will be the complete fulfillment of our lives and our great happiness for all eternity. I can never cease to speak of Christ, for he is our truth and our light. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is our bread, our source of living water, who allays our hunger and satisfies our thirst. He is our shepherd, our leader, our ideal, our comforter, and our brother. He is like us, but more perfectly human, simple, poor, humble, and yet while burdened with work, he is more patient. He spoke on our behalf, he worked miracles, and he founded a new kingdom. In it the poor are happy. Peace is the foundation of a life in common, where the pure of heart and those who mourn are uplifted and comforted. The hungry find justice, sinners are forgiven, and all discover that they are brothers. The image I present to you is the image of Jesus Christ. As Christians, you share his name. He has already made most of you his own. So once again, I repeat his name to you, Christians, and I proclaim to all men, Jesus Christ is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, Lord of the new universe, the great hidden key to human history and the part we play in it. He is the mediator, the bridge, if you will, between heaven and earth. Above all, he is the Son of Man, more perfect than any man, being also the Son of God, eternal and infinite. He is the Son of Mary, his mother on earth, more blessed than any woman. She is also our mother in the spiritual communion of the mystical body. Remember, it is Jesus Christ I preach, day in and day out. His name I would see echo and re-echo for all time, even to the ends of the earth.
Our Savior Jesus Christ has destroyed death, and through the gospel, he has proclaimed life and immortality.
And of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace.
All things were created through him and for him. He was before all that is, and all things are held in being in him.
And of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always be seen to stand in the bright light of truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
20 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Sunday, June 27th, 2021, the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, A Healing and a Resurrection. It's from the 5th chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered about him, and he was beside the sea. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and besought him.
My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live.
And Jesus went with him. A great crowd followed him and thronged about him. There was a woman who had had a flow of blood for 12 years and who had suffered much under many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment.
If I touch even his garments, I shall be made well.
Immediately, the hemorrhage ceased, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone forth from him, immediately turned about in the crowd.
Who touched my garments?
His disciples said to him,
You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, Who touched me?
Jesus looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had been done to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth.
Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.
While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said,
Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?
But ignoring what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue,
Do not fear, only believe.
Jesus allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, Jesus saw a tumult and people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them,
Why do you make a tumult and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping.
And they laughed at him. But he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said to her,
Talitha kumi,
which means, Little girl, I say to you, arise. And immediately the girl got up and walked. She was 12 years of age. They were immediately overcome with amazement. Jesus strictly charged them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. It's 17 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And we continue praying now. We join the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
As morning breaks, I look to you, O God, to be my strength this day. Alleluia.
As morning breaks, I look to you, O God, to be my strength this day. Alleluia.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So will I bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
As morning breaks, I look to you, O God, to be my strength this day. Alleluia.
From the midst of the flames, the three young men cried out with one voice, Blessed be God. Alleluia. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Ananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious, and exalted above all forever.
From the midst of the flames, the three young men cried out with one voice, Blessed be God! Alleluia!
Let the people of Zion rejoice in their King! Alleluia! Sing a new song to the Lord, His praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise His name with dancing, and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in His people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all His faithful.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
Let the people of Zion rejoice in their King. Alleluia!
A reading from the book of Revelation. Salvation is from our God, who is seated on the throne, and from the Lamb. Praise and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving and honor, power and might to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father.
Have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Jesus, turning, saw the woman and said, Take courage, daughter, your faith has saved you. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Jesus, turning, saw the woman and said, "Take courage, daughter. Your faith has saved you." Alleluia.
Christ is the sun that never sets, the true light that shines on every man. Let us call out to him in praise.
Lord, you are our life and our salvation.
Creator of the stars, we thank you for your gift, the first rays of the dawn.
And we commemorate your resurrection. Lord, you are our life and our salvation.
May your Holy Spirit teach us to do your will today.
And may your wisdom guide us always. Lord, you are our life and our salvation.
Each Sunday, give us the joy of gathering as your people
around the table of your word and your body. Lord, you are our life and our salvation.
From our hearts, we thank you
for your countless blessings.
Lord, you are our life and our salvation.
And now let us pray as the Lord told us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always be seen to stand in the bright light of truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Get to Mass today. Receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Sunday edition of Morning Air next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out now. Make this a great and holy day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.